Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 26th of June 1972. The title is, To Save Yourself from Effect Means to Become Perfect. To save yourself from effect means to become perfect. The aim of all of you is to become perfect, is it not? To be perfect means not to have any defects. What is the sign of any defect still remaining? When there is the slightest trace of any effect of Maya in your thoughts or in your connections and relationships, there is a defect. When the body is affected by anything, there is an illness, that is, there is an effect, just as when the body is affected by the climate or by whatever you eat or drink and you become ill. In order that no defect remains, you have to protect yourself from being affected by Maya. There is one or another type of effect, and this is why you cannot become perfect. You have to try to remove any type of effect so that you become effect-proof. You also receive facilities for this from time to time. How can you keep your mind from being affected? How can you keep your words from being affected? And how do you remain far from being affected in your actions? You have been given many types of yuktis for each aspect. However, you are still affected and afterwards you try to adopt those facilities. Those who are sensible pay attention in advance. Those who are prepared for a hot climate in advance are said to be sensible. If they lack understanding, then they are affected by the hot climate. So, like a lotus flower, you have to constantly remain beyond being affected and remain loved by the Father. Each of you can know, according to your effort and according to your stage, what your soul is affected by from time to time. Whilst knowing this, you are still not able to adopt those facilities. Even though you wish to do it at that time, it is as though you lack the knowledge of how to do it. When someone is affected, this brings a defect in the intellect of the person, and then the intellect does not work at that time. In the same way, because of being affected by the different forms of Maya, you become senseless, and therefore, defects still remain in becoming perfect. Just as it is essential to look after your body, in the same way, you should continue to have total understanding of the soul as you move along. Only then will you quickly be able to remain beyond being affected and become perfect. Whilst knowing something, you are sometimes influenced by the company, and so you make mistakes. You also understand this, but at that time, because of the atmosphere or the problems or the sanskars, or because of lacking the power to be part of a gathering, you are affected by them again and again. Constantly check yourself to see what main things affect you. You must constantly protect yourself from being affected by them. Only then will you easily become perfect. This is the main effort. Each of you knows the main reason why you are affected. Although you do know this, Maya or the situations affect you a little, do they not? So, you have to protect yourself from being affected. Have you become effect-proof? You know the methods by which you are not influenced by the company or the food you eat, and so you can make yourself free from effect. From being sensible, Maya makes you ignorant. If you constantly remain within the knowledge, that is, if you constantly have sense, then those who are sensible are never affected by anyone. If someone has protected himself from being affected, it is said, this one is very sensible. So Maya, first of all, makes your sense, that is, makes your understanding weak. Enemies who oppose you first try to make you weak, and then they attack you. Only then do they become victorious. They look for many ways of first making you weak. In the same way, Maya, the enemy, also makes you weak in your sense, that is, in your understanding. You are then not able to understand whether something is right or something is wrong. Then you are affected. The effect then takes on the form of a defect. Defects do not allow you to become perfect. What is your aim? Your aim is to become perfect, that is, 16 celestial degrees complete. If there is a slightest defect, you become 14 celestial degrees. So what aim have you kept? Those who are sensible will definitely be successful. Acha Om Shanti.